Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Another potentially misunderstood defendant is the subject of a story here in Washington. A federal judge has ordered the release of what one can only hope is Guantanamo Bay's youngest detainee. Mohammed Jawad has been detained there since 2002. He's arrested in Kabul, Afghanistan for throwing a hand grenade, allegedly, that injured two American troops and their Afghan interpreter. His lawyers claim he was likely a teenager at the time. Joining us is one of the attorneys defending Mohammed Jawad, Jonathan Hafitz. Jonathan, good morning from Washington.
Hi, good morning.
First of all, how much does the apparent youth of this defendant figure into the judge's decision?
I think it certainly figures in. His abuse and his torture figured in prominently at an earlier stage 2 weeks ago, where the judge threw out his supposed confessions to Afghan and U.S. officials as the product of torture. And I think it secondly figures in terms of just underscoring what an outrage this case is. But what drove the judge was the lack of any credible evidence against Mr. Jawad.
Now, if it was the case that he threw a hand grenade at soldiers, that's one thing. But as you say, the judge says there's no credible evidence for this. But it seems to me that at some point the argument against his release has crystallized around the idea that he's a threat now because he's been in Gitmo for so long. Describe how the government is making that argument, and isn't that the government's fault in this case?
They're not. I don't know that they're making that argument exactly, and I think there's no basis to it in any event. I was just down visiting with Mr. Jawad earlier this week. His military council member, individuals who have served in our nation's forces, have spent hours upon hours with him over the past years, and he's emerged from this nightmare ordeal remarkably intact, not bitter. He wants to go home to his family and has talked about trying to get an education and becoming a doctor. So I think that argument that he is sort of he's become dangerous by his experience at Gitmo, there's nothing to it.
Well, Jonathan, we should point out once again that you are one of his attorneys. It appears he's spent half of his life at Gitmo. How old do you think he is?
We're not certain, though. The Afghan government says he was as young as 12 when he was taken from Afghanistan, rendered to Bagram, the U.S. prison there, and then Guantanamo. Our best guess is he was around, 15 at the time. So really, a young boy, a young teenager, stripped from his home, beaten, forced into sleep deprivation program, and just taken halfway across the world in a terrifying experience, just locked up without any access to the court or the outside world for years.
So, Jonathan, this is Amy Holmes here. Following on John's point that the government says he may have been radicalized at Gitmo, what can you tell us as his lawyer is his attitude towards the United States?
I think, obviously he's, it's hard for him to have lost so many years of his life, but he's not bitter, and he wants to, he's really just trying to maintain positive and is looking forward and is, at this point cautiously optimistic
right.
That this nightmare is coming to an end and that he can go back to his mother, his family, and his country.
Now, Jonathan,
which I should add, has demanded his return.
Right. Now, Jonathan, you say that the judge says there's no credible evidence against him. You believe there's nothing we don't know about this defendant, Mohammed Jawad. But what if Vice President Cheney comes out tomorrow and says, actually, I've seen the classified documents. The man is a major terrorist. What would you say to that?
Well, I would say he's a liar because we've seen or he's misinformed. We've seen all the evidence. I can't discuss it, but I can tell you it's not new. It's been lying around for months, and it's not credible. And I think that the proof of the pudding is in the fact that they did not present this evidence
right.
When there was a hearing before a federal judge.
And the judge released him, which is proof in itself. I guess congratulations are in order for you and your legal team. Jonathan Hafitz, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Jonathan Hafitz is an attorney in the National Security Project at the ACLU defending Mohammed Jawad, who was ordered released by a federal judge. He's believed to be Guantanamo Bay's youngest detainee.